'Twas Brillig and the slithy toes did gyre and gimble in the wabe. So goes the first line of Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll, using his usual soup of nonsense words. Only that word gyre, it is real. But Carroll turned it from a noun into a verb, which sort of works in context. You see, a gyre is a large system of ocean currents, usually taking the form of a whirlpool, and the ones we're going to talk about right now are giant vortexes of trash, mostly plastic. A nonprofit group, Ocean Conservancy, has published a report on the problem. Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok correspondent for our partners Global Post, tells me the scale of these gyres is staggering.
They're incredibly large. Some can be as large as Texas. And the bad news is that's only 5% of the plastic trash. The rest of it, the other 95%, is actually submerged under the water where we can't see it.
What is this doing to marine life?
Well, we're dumping about 8 million tons of plastic into the sea as human beings per year, and this is projected to double in 10 years. It gives fish cancer, it can alter their reproductive cycles, it can cause marine life to choke, and we rely on this marine life for food, for sustenance.
Now, you say we're dumping. I'm not going to try and escape my part of blame for this, but apparently just five countries are responsible for more than 60% of plastic trash in the oceans. Oh, who are these countries?
These countries are all in Asia: China, the Philippines, Indonesia, Thailand, and Vietnam. So if you had a globe in front of you, you could draw a big circle around this area. They're spewing out 60% of all the plastic trash that goes into the sea. And it's a bit counterintuitive because everyone knows that Americans produce and consume a lot of junk. But these countries are unique in that they have very long coastlines, and they have populations that have zoomed out of poverty. So now they can afford everything from cigarettes to soap and all the plastic packaging that comes along with it. And a lot of their junk is ending up in the sea.
And is that because they're just also, aside from making a lot of stuff and having this kind of upward mobility, they're also just bad at throwing it away properly?
Yeah, more or less. So imagine if you live in a village in the coastal areas of the Philippines or Indonesia. Garbage trucks might not even come to your village. So when you're done with your soda, you just throw it on a communal pile and the wind might sweep that into the ocean. Well, let's say garbage trucks do come to your village. They might take the trash to an illegal dump site that's right next to a river or the coastline. And there are even stories of dump sites that are intentionally put next to rivers so that when it floods, it washes a lot of the garbage into the sea, and voila, you've increased the capacity of your dump site. So there's a lot of problems like that. The other big problem is that working-class Asians, they can now afford cheap goods like sodas and razors and shampoo and all that stuff, which is good. But corporations produce items in tiny, cheap little packages for these communities so that poor people can afford it. So if you're in an isolated Filipino village, you don't buy a bottle of shampoo. You buy a little packet of shampoo for 5 cents, and
right,
that might just end up in the ocean, whereas the bottle might be more easily processed at a landfill.
I'm surprised to hear that China doesn't have adequate garbage services.
Parts of China do, parts of China don't. When we think of China, we often think of Beijing or Shanghai, but there are all these small communities along China's coastline that have very poor trash pickup services. They have massive leakage, is what it's called, meaning that when someone throws something away, it just doesn't end up in a landfill, and it ends up along the coastline getting blown into the sea.
Now, interestingly, this report from the Ocean Conservancy was funded in part by the Coca-Cola Corporation and Dow Chemical. They've recognized the problem by sponsoring this report. Are they going to help clean up the problem?
That remains to be seen. So we know that the solution to this problem is all of these countries coming up with a better way to pick up trash, plugging these holes in their sanitation systems, and that costs a lot of money that these countries may or may not have. Coca-Cola, companies that are producing a lot of plastic stuff, they, I think, have a responsibility to help out. Ocean Conservancy has said that perhaps Coca-Cola or these big corporations can bring their world-class logistical knowledge to this problem and help solve it in a way that's more affordable for not-so-wealthy countries.
Yeah, those five countries you mentioned in Asia, do they feel bad about what this report reveals, and do they show any inclination to change their habits?
Sure, they do, but they do have bigger fish to fry. Often, in some of these countries, the political situation is very unstable. So you're a politician, you're basically trying to fight for your survival. Perhaps you're more interested in lining your pockets than saving your country. And why would you invest a lot of money in addressing a problem that's a huge international problem that will require a lot of countries to chip in and solve? It's just not an immediate concern.
Patrick Nguyen is Bangkok correspondent for our partners Global Post. Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks a lot, Marco.